Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well. And as I say each and every week, I hope that you all are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm so glad that you found our podcast. We have so many fun and exciting episodes, very informative episodes that you, if you have a free moment, can get an opportunity to go back and listen to. Take a few minutes, get your notepad, write some things down, and apply those things that you have learned in your everyday life. I'm sure it'll make you happier. I'm sure you'll have a great time sharing the content and the information that you learned with your friends as well. So take a listen to those episodes, and I hope you enjoy this one. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in once again for another week. I truly appreciate you, and I am so excited to have you here as well. Each time you return, it lets me know that I'm doing something right by sharing positive information, positive content, and positive episodes for you all. So thank you for being such a valuable listener, all of you all across the globe. Thank you for being so valuable to this podcast. So you all, I have had an awesome day, as I do every Friday. New listeners, you all don't know, but Friday is an off day for me. Sometimes I do some work, other times I don't do any work, but today I did a little bit of work and I had a little bit of relaxation as well. It was kind of challenging for me to get my work started. I want you all to think back. Do you ever have a challenging time getting your work started? If you said yes, you should know that that happens to the best of us. Many times it happens to a lot of people, and that's okay, just as long as you get going. Now, if you said no, that you don't have a hard time getting your homework started or your schoolwork started, or if you have a job, if you're over the age of 15 or 16 and you have a job and it's not hard for you to get going, then kudos to you. That is absolutely amazing. Feel free to email me to let me know what tips you use to get up bright and early and get your day on the road. But for me, I'm in the groove. I did what I needed to do with my work, sent my emails, did all of my administrative work, and now I am here with you, and I'm so excited to be here. So today, for our topic of discussion, we are going to be talking about, drum roll please, being respectful. I know you've probably heard this from mom and dad or your teachers or an aunt or uncle or grandparents or a trusted adult. Being respectful and how being respectful is so important. But I wanted to share with you why being respectful is so important, okay? And before we get started, if you have your listen and learn. What is that? Is that a mistake that I made? Of course. Remember, we all make mistakes. I'll try that again. If you have your listen and learn journal, feel free to go ahead and grab that if you don't have it already. If you don't have one at all, feel free to connect with your parents. Let them know that the link for that journal is in the show notes and it can be purchased on Amazon. If you do not have one, then guess what? You can use your own notebook at home. I would label it Listen and Learn so you know where your Listen and Learn podcast notes are. Or you can use a sticky notes or whatever you need. But always feel free to pause this podcast. And this is for new listeners that don't know, but you can pause the podcast and you can write down notes, do whatever you need to do, and then press play and resume it. And that way, you will have the notes You can write them down at your pace, okay? So, with that being said, grab your notebooks, grab your pen, grab your paper, and let's get this party started, all right? So, as I was saying about being respectful, I wonder, and I want to know from you all, do you ever feel like people just aren't listening to you? Like, do you all ever feel that? If you do, whether it's a peer of yours that's not listening, or whether it's an adult that is not listening, or you feel like they aren't listening, I want you to know that we are listening as your parents, we are listening as your therapist, we are listening as your spiritual guides if you have one. We are listening as your teachers and educators. We are listening. But I'm asking you that question because if you said no and you feel like you need to yell out, to speak up to the person who you are talking to by saying, "Hey, you're not listening," or "I said I need this," or "I want this," or "do this," or "do that," that is a true form of disrespect and it is not appropriate, okay? So I want to talk about that. I want you to also put yourself in their shoes, the person you are raising your voice at. Put yourself in that person's shoes, whether it's your parents, which you should not be doing, whether it's a teacher, which you should not be doing by raising your voice, or other adults. Put yourself in their shoes. Now, I don't mean literally put yourself in their shoes, right? This is a different type of language that I'm saying. And what it means is that I want you to put yourself in their shoes and just think about how you might feel if someone was being disrespectful to you. Think about that for a moment, okay? Even if it's a friend that's being disrespectful or a peer that's being disrespectful. And I want you to take just a little moment, just a couple minutes to write down in your notebooks or on your notepads how that would make you feel if somebody was being disrespectful to you. And while you're writing these notes down, I just want you to multitask for a little bit by listening closely to what I am saying. As an adult, it's important for everyone to be respectful to me. And it's important, equally important, for me to be respectful to everyone, okay? When I'm respectful to someone, that shows them that I care about them, that I want to learn more about them, that I am listening to them, and that I am learning from them. I'm not being rude, okay? I can still have an opinion. You know, in my social skills groups, we talk about having our opinions, our own personal opinions all the time. And what I love about that crew that I work with is that they voice their opinions properly. They say, "I respect what you're saying, but this is how I'm feeling. This is what I want to say. I understand and I appreciate your feedback, but this is what I want to say. And this is what I want to do." Okay, and that shows a true level of respect. So if you think about it and someone is rude or disrespectful to you, think about how that might make you feel. Okay, and write those notes down. Write a couple of ways down. Would it make you feel sad? Would it make you feel angry? Would it make you feel upset? How would that make you feel if somebody was rude and disrespectful to you? Okay, so I want you to think about that, all right? The other thing that I want to make mention of is that it's important for you to listen to your parents the first time, right? Listening to parents the first time is so important. That is the highest level of respect. All right? So If your parents ask you to do something and they ask you to do it the first time, it's not a great idea to ask them why. It's not a great idea to say, well, why, Mom? Or why, Dad? Why do I need to do this now? I'm doing something else. I'm watching TV or I'm playing my video games. That's not the appropriate answer, okay? And that might make a mom or a dad or a teacher, a therapist, or a grandparent frustrated that you have said something like that to them, and especially in a harsh tone. And that might make them say, well, you know what? No more TV for you, or no more video games for you since you didn't come the first time. Okay, and every parenting style is different, and that's something that I will share with my parents at the end of this podcast episode as well. But keeping that in mind is that normally, if you ask your parents something, you want them to respond to you immediately, right? Think about that. You want them to respond to you the first time, right? Yes, you do. I'm sure you do. I know you all said yes, so just think about that, okay? Make sure, guys, make sure that you make the best choice by listening the first time, okay? It's really important. So I want you guys to keep those things in mind. Again, as I always say, go out and be your best self. Go out and practice being respectful, very respectful towards adults and your peers, and just look at their responses, okay? You know, I've talked about this in a previous episode, is that look for their responses and always go out and strive to make others smile with your beautiful smile or your handsome smile or your amazing smile, okay? Always make that a goal of yours. Even if you're not feeling the greatest, try to pull some energy to make yourself smile. That will make you feel great as well, all right? So keep those things in mind. As I always say, kiddos, I am so glad that you are here. Thank you so much for listening. Parents, thank you for tuning in as well. Thank you for having your kiddos tune in with me as well. I truly appreciate you all having them jump on board. And just to reiterate really quickly about different parenting styles, we all have different parenting styles, whether you have an infant, a toddler, a kiddo that's running about being their best self, a middle schooler, a high schooler, college student. That's the realm that I'm in. But we all have our different styles. So, you know, when I talk to the kids about listening the first time, that's kind of universal, a universal want, I feel like, from all of us as parents. And if you don't feel that same way, or if you have other strategies that you abide by, that's perfectly fine as well. I just want to encourage you to speak to your children about what your parenting style is and what you expect from them. So if you expect for them to respond to you by doing what you asked the first time, great. If you give them a little bit of cushion to say, hey, maybe they didn't hear me, or they might be wrapping up something, then that is perfectly fine as well, just as long as they are not disrespecting you. And we talked about that term, disrespect, as well, okay? So keep those things in mind. And parents, thank you for being awesome. My thoughts are with you for continued strength in being the most amazing parents that you are, okay? So shout out to you all. If you need to reach out to me, connect with me on the website. It is listenandlearnllc.com. My Gmail address for my email is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can also email me for registration information. We have summer camp information that's about to get ready to come out. If you just want to connect with me to share your thoughts, that is a perfect way to connect with me via email. I'm not always inside of my physical office here in Kennesaw, Georgia. So definitely reach out to me by email. I'm also not always in the office, in my Zona Rosa virtual office in Kansas City, Missouri. So feel free to connect with me with email and we can get something set up for me to come out there or be here. However, I'm pretty flexible with that, okay? Zoom is always great for those long distance connections, as well as we inquire about what's best for your kiddo and your family moving forward with Listen and Learn. So you can also connect with me on my business line. That is 678-919-2117. Our Facebook business page is Listen and Learn, LLC, Kennesaw, GA. We have so many fun, exciting videos and photos there. We are going to be getting back into our park events, which I am so excited about tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. So we'll have some fun videos and photos that I'll post up on our page there. Feel free to go over and like that and share comments if you would. I'd appreciate that, okay? As far as listening to our podcast, you can connect with this podcast on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, Overcast, wherever you listen, we are there. And I have to say, I am so fortunate, so blessed to be connected with all of you all across over 40 countries now. That really means a lot to me. We're growing, we're thriving, and we are being strong. So know that I am here for you. Connect with me in any way that you need to, and I will be here for you and your kiddos, okay? Until we meet again, take care, and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.